The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. And just before she takes the stage down at Peachtree Brewery in the East Village, we get Roxy Copeland first. Welcome back, Roxy. So nice to see you again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, are you kidding? If you're anywhere within 60 miles of this place and you don't stop here, we would be very put out. So welcome back to Des Moines. You've been hanging out in Milwaukee for a while.
I have. I've been there a few years now.
How time flies. So what's it like in Milwaukee? I mean, how's the music scene there?
Well, I mean, Milwaukee has a lot going for it. There's a great art scene, and they're known as the city of festivals. Every single weekend, there's two or three festivals across the city, and almost all of them have live music, you know, and all genres. So that's very interesting to me as a musician. And they're very close-knit and very welcoming, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, there's a great art scene up in Milwaukee, and I'm fortunate to be able to partake.
Yeah, I would imagine. And then you come back to Iowa every so often, don't you?
Yeah, I try to make it back on tour at least once a year because, you know, it's Des Moines, and I love Des Moines.
Well, and Des Moines loves you as well, and you know that. So you're doing the gig tonight over at Peachtree. We're going to talk about your new release here in just a minute, but I want to make sure we get that out soon. Because it's coming up in just a couple of hours.
Yeah, so playing tonight at 6 p.m. at Peachtree, and it's free to attend. I wanted to make sure anybody who wanted to come out to the show could, and I feel like Des Moines has given me a lot. I'd like to give back a bit.
And you will have some stuff for sale there, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
For sure. The new vinyl, and yeah, I mean, gas is expensive.
So. We just had a story yesterday. Gas is going down even more.
Hey,
are you in?
I'm thrilled about that, but when you drive as many miles as me, over time it still adds
up. Yeah, it certainly does. A road person she is. We're talking with Roxy Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, who will be at a Peachtree Brewery in the East Village tonight at 6 o'clock, a free concert. Kind of, you can't kick on that. I understand, and because this is very close to your heart, Peachtree is expanding to Grinnell.
Yeah, I saw that, I think, on Twitter a while back, and I was really excited, of course, because I went to Grinnell College,
right.
And the idea of my favorite beer being in Grinnell makes me very excited.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm thrilled that they're doing so well. They deserve to.
Yeah, they really do. A great company and headed by a fantastic woman. We're talking with Roxy Copeland. Let's get into this new release that you just released. As a matter of fact, Bad Decisions?
Yeah. So it released June 16th, just last Friday.
Yeah.
And I've been working on the songs on this for several years, the songs and the arrangements. And I was so fortunate to record them with a great group of musicians, a lot of it right here in Iowa, in Ames, at the Alexander Recording Company.
Really?
Yeah. About maybe 80% of the record was recorded in Ames with a bunch of Des Moines musicians that I used to play with all the time. So it was like kind of a family reunion, and it was fantastic to get together and do this.
How long does it take to lay the tracks for a new album?
Well, for the actual recording, I mean, people have spent anything from 1 hour to years on it. For me, I spent 3 or 4 days in Milwaukee with my rhythm section. I came here to Iowa, and we spent a week in the studio, basically.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, there was a lot of different musicians on this album, everything from Hammond B3 to pedal steel to jazz clarinet and you know, just some fun sounds.
Yeah, check this one out. Give you a sample.
And saw a man with a gun. He shot a look that I found deeply disturbing. He yelled, I get on the floor. I hollered back, what for? I prefer death over my afternoon mayhem. It was clear from the look on his face. He didn't know what to do. Having one of those days, forgot my purse and my Prozac too. I made her bad decision.
That's the title track to Bad Decisions. How true is that?
Well,
and your Prozac.
I mean, if you want to hear the story behind it, I actually got it the idea from a girlfriend in Des Moines, and she was talking about her life. She worked for a major company in a cubicle, and she was just talking about some of the frustrations. And I said, I don't think I could do what you do. That would drive me crazy. And I wondered what would happen if you were working in this cubicle job and one day you just totally had it up to here, you know, and you just snapped at that point. And whatever happened next, if somebody happened to come in and say, rob the place, you just didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
So that was the kind of the modus operandi behind this tune.
Really?
Yeah.
So a real-life story just kind of sent you over the edge.
Well, just the story of, like, you know, being in a corporate environment, yeah, and having those frustrations that you deal with daily. It's just part of the job. But I felt like, you know, eventually, occasionally, people get fed up.
There's another song that you've got. It's called What Were You Thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And this I really like because it's like, you know, what were you thinking? You gave that woman your phone? Here it is.
That weren't there before. Your smile seems a little off. Your feet drag across the floor. Friends have started mentioning you've never looked so low. And I know I shouldn't say this, but I've had a few, and so what were you thinking when you took that woman home? What were you thinking when she asked to see her phone? What were you thinking, girl, when her lies became the truth? What are you doing now that she's made a fool of you?
Wow. So what were you thinking when you wrote that?
You know, honestly, it was from just a friend of a friend who was talking about this woman that he kept dating, and he kept explaining these things that she would do, which to me seemed like red flags, you know. But he was like, well, you know, just one more chance. And then he would tell me about something bad that happened as a result of her action. And I was like, well, what did you think?
Doing?
Yeah, what did you think was going to happen when she did that? You know, so it just kind of made me think about the relationships where we know that something's not right, but we just, you know, we try.
One more chance.
Just one more chance.
Yeah, what were you thinking when you asked that woman home and gave her your phone? I think that's great, you know, not only lyrically, but the message behind that.
Well, I mean, like,
I was
trying to portray the whole idea of, like, serious jealousy, because it says, you know, what were you thinking when she asked to see your phone? You know, assuming that she's trying to see who you've contacted,
right,
who you've been around, you know, but obviously that can work with, that can go either way with either sex.
It certainly can. Roxy Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, in studio with us. She's about to take off to do Peachtree Brewery in the East Village. You're traveling around a little bit. This is the first Iowa stop for you, and then on other places?
This is the kickoff date of a 20-day album release tour for Bad Decision. So Des Moines is the first stop, and then I'll go to Knoxville, Iowa on Friday, and then Saturday is Davenport, and on from there.
Wow. How many cities?
I think like around 16. There are a few private events too. But
now, the business story of what you do is always interesting to me, because people don't perhaps understand that side. I mean, it's all glamour and glory and music and, you know, turning out an album. But I know you, and you have worked for a long time on this particular album, and it encompasses so many things, like photo shoots, writing, musicians, licensing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
And you do all yourself?
I do. I would say 98% of it. I mean, I've got a music business lawyer and a photographer and a designer and these people who work with me as part of my team, you know. And they're very much a huge part of what I do. And it's, you know, I'm fortunate to have them. But yeah, all of this has to be orchestrated by me. And the album recording process, I started writing these songs that just came out about 3-4 years ago.
Huh.
And I spent a lot of time arranging them, playing them, perfecting them, you know, tweaking to where I was happy. And then, you know, having the dozen different musicians that were involved and the engineers. And there's a lot of aspects. And some of my friends are like, oh, you know, That's so cool. If you're only on tour for these certain times, what do you do the rest of the time?
Oh, like, I sleep and eat bonbons.
No, yeah, I was like, I work 60 hours a week setting up those tours.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, there's the business side of it. It interests me because I like the abstract and I like business. I like to be analytical about things. But I have a lot of, you know, creative friends who are just like that. They don't want to deal with any of the data. I find the data useful.
Right.
But it is work.
And if it does make money, that's kind of important.
That's kind of important because, you know, like I've got a mortgage to pay. I got to make sure my dogs are fed. It's important.
Right. It's kind of critical.
But yeah.
So when you do these types of tours and you set this stuff up, are you also visiting some radio station? I mean, we're doing talk here, but is this also a radio station review and say, hey, here's my how does that get promoted anymore?
Ooh, that's a whole lengthy conversation. But basically, the deal is nowadays that you hire a radio promoter, and he or she takes your album to the stations that it is appropriate for and says, you should play this. So you have a lot of non-commercial stations, AAA stations, that they might be willing to play independent. But a lot of the big clear channel sorts are pretty sewn up. But anyhow, so yeah, there will be a number of radio interviews on this tour. I've already done quite a few on the music side of things and some live performances. But radio is still a very big way that people discover music.
Well, one of the things, and you're so right, now that so much of radio is controlled by out there someplace, and we're really lucky here at the Des Moines Radio Group, it's very, very local. You know, they try to keep very local, and not dictated from someplace far away. But in many cases, these radio stations are programmed not in the community in which they reside, but someplace in Atlanta or, you know, Dallas or...
I think it's kind of sad.
It is
the lack of local control. And yeah, you guys are lucky here. But there are so many stations, especially those in major cities, where they don't have any input. Even if there's some musician in town that they want to play, they can't because everything's dictated from NYC or LA. And it's just... It's tough for independent artists to get, even if it's a song that everybody loves, to get it played on the radio because a lot of these big labels have collaborative things with radio stations that to put that new release on the air over everything else.
Hmm. And it's got to be a tough business to break into that segment. When you talk about your music, what genre would you say this is?
I like to hang out at the crossroads of Americana, blues, and jazz. That's kind of my deal, maybe with a little bit of roots thrown in there. So, I mean, I grew up on all sorts of music. I'm very thankful for that. But in the last few years, I've definitely leaned more towards Americana. That's just the sound that's kind of interested me. But my jazz background shows through.
Yeah, it does.
So
it really does. And one of the things, if you go to Peachtree Brewery tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and you have not seen Roxy Copeland, you will be absolutely stunned that out of this little person comes this huge voice. it always is just totally amazing to me. Thank you for doing this, Roxy.
Yeah, thanks
coming
for having
by
me.
And of course, and again, if you're within 60 miles and you don't come here, I'm really ticked off at you.
Yes, sir.
So yeah. All right. Let's. Sorry. I just get all choked up over this. Let's go ahead and head out with some more from Bad Decisions and Roxy Copeland. Thanks again, Roxy.
Thank you.
Back porch, cricket in the dark, Mississippi moonshine, firefly sparks. I'll be on the vine, clinging like a lover. Every little strand just wrapped around the other end. Don't think I don't feel that. Sneaking your hand up the small of my back. Daddy's at the bar, mama's uptown. Perfect summer night for a stroll around the grounds. Lord, I know it's short.